My name is Lyle Gorenstein. I'm a thoracic surgeon, a member of the Division of Cardiothoracic Surgery at New York Presbyterian Hospital, and I'm the director of Minimally Invasive Thoracic Surgery. Giant hiatal hernia or paraesophageal hernia. More and more patients are being diagnosed with giant hiatal or paraesophageal hernias. This is likely due to several reasons. On one hand, it is certainly a disease of the elderly, and on the other, more and more patients are having x-rays either of their chest or abdomen, and as such, these large hiatal hernias are being diagnosed. Some patients will present because of symptoms associated with these hernias. Typically, they may have chest pain associated with eating. They may suffer from bouts of vomiting that can occur after meals. But more commonly, patients will have relatively minimal symptoms such as anemia, perhaps some reflux or GERD. Occasionally, patients can present with periods of aspiration resulting in either voice changes or episodes of pneumonia. However, a majority of these large hiatal hernias, which have developed slowly over time, present with minimal in the way of symptoms. Patients who are found to have these hiatal hernias, these giant hiatal hernias, where a significant portion of their stomach has herniated into their chest, are often recommended to undergo surgical correction because these hernias can be associated with a catastrophic event such as incarceration. This occurs when the stomach twists on itself and the blood supply becomes compromised, resulting in a surgical emergency. Often these patients, however, are elderly, and prior to considering surgical intervention, one must take into account some of their other medical conditions to make sure that they are suitable to undergo surgical repair. In the past, the surgical correction of a giant hiatal hernia was a formidable procedure, often requiring an incision in the chest and spreading of the ribs, which is known as a thoracotomy, in order to place the stomach back in the abdominal cavity where it belongs. With the advent of laparoscopic surgery, it's become possible to correct these giant hiatal hernias without the need for a thoracotomy. For many years, surgeons have been performing laparoscopic repair of patients who have reflux disease and small hiatal hernias, known as a Nissen fundoplication. As experience with this operation evolved, laparoscopic surgeons then began addressing the topic of giant hiatal hernia, which has different set of symptoms associated with it, and because of the nature of this giant hiatal hernia, is technically and anatomically more complicated than a straightforward sliding hiatal hernia associated with reflux. The initial results with laparoscopic repair of giant hiatal hernias was often complicated with a high recurrence rate. Initial attempts to improve the outcomes of this procedure looked at the reasons for failure of the operation, and it was felt that the problem was due to the closure or the repair of the esophageal hiatus. And different techniques have been tried in order to improve that repair. It's been found, however, that the real reason why these operations often recurred was because associated with a giant hiatal hernia was shortening of the esophagus, which often could be missed in a laparoscopic approach. We have been very aggressive in identifying esophageal shortening when repairing giant hiatal hernias. And because of that, we are able to lengthen the esophagus, which is known as a gastroplasty. And as a result, the repair is much more secure and has a lower recurrence rate. When patients with giant hiatal hernias undergo the type of surgical correction that we perform at New York Presbyterian, we find that the quality of life and results in these patients is excellent because of the techniques that have evolved, which include esophageal mobilization and esophageal lengthening accompanied by a secure closure and a Nissen fundoplication. This results in excellent long-term outcomes and patient satisfaction, as opposed to the transthoracic approaches, which required a prolonged length of stay, as well as a lengthy recovery and return to normal activities. The laparoscopic approach to giant hiatal hernias that we employ, patients are usually discharged within 1 to 2 days, and within several weeks have returned to a normal diet and a normal activity. As a result, more and more patients who are found to have these giant hiatal hernias, which can be quite troublesome if left untreated, are being referred for surgical correction of this problem.